It's the beginning of October and the Parliament votes to support a historic bill. Latvia will begin publishing classified files of the Soviet secret police, the KGB, on the internet. The KGB, or Cheka as it's often referred to, began operating in Latvia after the Soviet Union occupation began in June 1940. It carried out surveillance, persecution, torture, killings, and mass deportations of Latvians to Russia's Far East. The KGB was feared by locals for half a century until the Soviet regime collapsed at the beginning of the 90s.
The biggest fear I have is that we keep the details of how the KGB system worked and how repulsive it was from others. We have to shed light on the Soviet totalitarian system that we had here.
That's Ritvars Jansons. He's a parliamentarian and historian who worked on the bill.
We want to show the system of power and the regime in its entirety, meaning the interaction between Moscow, Riga, the Communist Party and the KGB.
Jansons says that the whole collection of various KGB documents will be published online in May next year, but the names and codenames of informants will be available online by the end of December. These KGB agents were mainly ordinary people who secretly informed on their fellow citizens. That's 93-year-old Lidia Doronina-Lasmane. She's a former dissident who endured Soviet oppression for most of her life. When Doronina-Lasmane was a medical student in her 20s, the KGB arrested her family for supporting Latvian partisans who fought against the Soviets. She was taken to the KGB headquarters in Riga.
I was arrested for the first time in the autumn of 1946. When I was detained, there were no beds in the prison cell. We slept on a cement floor. Luckily, the KGB man told me to take a blanket with me. I slept on it and covered myself with my coat.
Doronina-Lasmane was found guilty of treason and sentenced to 8 years hard labor in Siberia. She only returned to Latvia in 1960, but was then again persecuted by the KGB. In 1983, she was accused of anti-Soviet propaganda and sent to Siberia once more. Doronina-Lasmane, like many Latvians, came under the KGB radar because of informers. So far, only a handful of people have publicly admitted that they worked as informers.
Yeah.
74-year-old Jānis Rokpelnis decided to make his confession to the country's media at the end of last year.
I was riding on a bus one day, and I was overwhelmed by a feeling that I had to get rid of a dead body, which I felt inside me. It was a physical sensation in my stomach, in my rib cage. I was deeply depressed. Sometimes it felt like a decomposed child within me, and I wanted to get rid of it.
The files on the KGB agents are kept at one of Latvia's intelligence agencies, the Constitution Protection Bureau, or Saab. But they are incomplete because most documents were taken to Russia at the beginning of the 90s. So it's impossible to establish, in many cases, whether somebody consciously cooperated with the KGB or not. Jānis Maizītis is the head of the Saab. He admits there's often a lack of clarity.
If a person was susceptible to blackmail, but there's no file on him or her, or, for instance, when somebody was a KGB agent and cooperated, but his file isn't available because it's kept in Russia.
Others are warning against publishing the files altogether. Jānis Kišteins is 91 years old and worked for the KGB from the end of the Second World War. After Latvia regained its independence, he was accused of committing genocide against Latvians as part of political repressions during the Soviet regime. He was acquitted due to lack of evidence. Kirsten says the KGB files should simply be burnt.
Most of the people in the files are dead, but there are thousands of relatives. That's the worst thing. Of course, these relatives might react differently to the publishing of names. But nonetheless, the relatives are not guilty of anything, and yet they'll suffer.
Former dissident Lidija Doroņina Lasmane was finally able to return to Latvia for good in the late 1980s after her second stint in Siberia. She's forgiven those who betrayed her to the KGB. And lawmaker Ritvars Jansons doesn't think there'll be any acts of revenge after the files are published. Other countries in the former East Bloc have been through a similar process, he points out, leading to closure rather than retaliation. Jadars Jēlzis, DW, Riga.